Today is Thursday, December 26th. Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. As mentioned, a winter weather advisory is in effect until noon today. And with the freezing drizzle and freezing fog, there have been some slippery areas. Michael Jessen, Richland County Emergency Management Director, has this message this morning.
Overnight, we experienced with the snow melting as well as the moisture in the atmosphere, we've had some freezing rain and freezing fog. That's caused some ice accumulation on many roadways. We have anywhere between about 3/8, half inch of ice. Some areas are closer to a quarter of an inch of ice on the roadways. So if you're not out and about already, please avoid it for a couple of hours. Richland County Highway Department is out doing some amazing work, as well as some local town patrolmen. But we've got reports of multiple accidents and vehicles off the roadways this morning. So if you're able to stay home for a couple hours and let the salt do its thing, please do that. But if you are out on the roads, take it slower than you think. You're not able to see the ice. You can't differentiate it from the road being wet. So please slow down and be careful and give us a couple of hours to get things squared up. So we've already had quite a few runoffs and a couple of accidents. So please take your time, slow down. We don't want to end the holiday season here in a ditch or in an accident. So we're being dispatched some more as we speak, but just wanted to call and share the message.
Thank you, Michael. Former State Senator George Petak has died. The racing Republican lost a recall election after he switched his vote on a 5-county sales tax to fund a Milwaukee Brewers stadium. First elected to the Senate in 1990, he won re-election 4 years later. But in 1995, Petak twice voted against a proposed sales tax for the stadium that would become Miller Park. The bill passed after he switched his vote the third time it was brought to the floor. Constituents were not happy, and his loss to Democrat Kimberly Plack flipped control to the state Senate. After losing, Petak was appointed deputy director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, later serving as a consultant and lobbyist. Petak died Christmas Eve Day at the age of 75. Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, chair of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, proudly announced a historic $70 million distribution from the Common School Fund to Wisconsin Public Schools during a press conference held at the Brown Deer Middle and High School last week. This marks the largest distribution in the fund's 175-year history. The Common School Fund, established in 1848, is the only dedicated funding source for many of Wisconsin's public school libraries. For more than 90% of these libraries, it is the sole source of financial support for books, technology, and other essential learning tools. Created from the proceeds of federal land granted to Wisconsin, the fund has grown to $1.5 billion over the PCPL's financial stewardship. Under Secretary Godlewski's leadership, distributions from the Common School Fund have nearly doubled in recent years. The Menominee Tribe in Wisconsin has seen a decrease in overdose incidents. Lisa Hale reports.
There's good news out of the Menominee Tribe, who in 2022 declared a state of emergency due to the impacts of drug use and addiction. So far this year, the tribe has seen a nearly 70% decrease in overdose incidents. Ben Warrington, the co-chair of the Menominee Indian Tribe Drug Addiction Intervention Team, said the decrease is a result of providing education and resources to those struggling with addiction and substance abuse. While the decrease is good news, there's more to do. Many clinics and treatment centers have seen an increase in the number of patients seeking assistance for mental health and or addiction issues. Officials say wanting to change is a very positive development, but some hurdles, such as access to care and treatments, program funding, adequate provider staffing, law limitations, and limited resources within jails and prisons, still remain. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported a 3% decrease in overdose deaths in the United States from 2022 to 2023.
Thank you, Lisa. Democratic Governor Tony Evers has finally selected a new leader for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Evers announced Monday that he has appointed Karen Hyen as the agency's secretary. The position has been vacant since Adam Payne quit in November 2023 after just 10 months on the job. Tensions between the DNR and Republican legislators have run high since Evers first took office in 2019. The GOP has criticized the agency for everything from overregulating pollution to buying too much land for preservation. She can serve unconfirmed until the Senate votes to reject her. December is a time to close out the year by making new memories. With just days left in 2024, the American Red Cross asked donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need enjoy the rest of the holiday season with loved ones. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. This is a busy time for many. In addition to travel, seasonal illness, and the threat of winter weather can also lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. Two opportunities to give the gift of life will be held today. One will be held from 11 to 4 at Merrimack in Maine in Dodgeville. The second will be from 12:30 to 5:30 at Holiday Wholesale in Wisconsin Dells. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is celebrating 30 years of endangered resource license plates by offering a $25 rebate for new purchases now through December 31st. The rebate offer is available for people who buy new endangered resource license plates or for current plate holders who switch from one plate design to another. To buy a new plate, visit the Endangered Resources License Plate webpage to download and complete the DNR rebate form and the Wisconsin DOT Endangered Resources License Plate application form. Please allow up to 6 weeks for processing the rebate checks.